History was made this week when Pauline Marois became the first female premier-elect of the French-speaking Canadian province of Quebec. Her party, Parti Québécois, or PQ, is nationally notorious for wanting Quebec to separate from the rest of Canada. Controversy hit at the new leader's acceptance speech. A gunman opened fire, killing one person and injuring another. Matteo Gagliardi spoke with Québécois student and political watcher Mimi Labelle-Bernier about how the locals were feeling today about the change of government and the drama surrounding it.
I believe it's a good thing if we look on this side that it's the first time that it's a woman. That's historical in Quebec. Unfortunately, there was an attack on the same night from an Anglophone. So we can see an attack which mainly tried to kill the newly prime minister.
Yeah.
There was one death and one injured person.
Can you explain what you believe the shooter's motivations would have been?
Well, it's brand new. I learned it this morning. So it was a 62-year-old man, first of all. I believe Anglophone, not all of them, I don't want to do generalization, but some of them are quite insecure with the separatist party, like Parti Québécois in power. They think they're going to get kicked out, their right of speaking English will be destroyed, and I don't know, they are very, very fearful, in a way. Usually, Anglophone area, if you want, are a lot more liberal because they don't really like the idea of separation. The reason why, I don't know, I'm from the new generation. For me, I believe, and most of the people that I know believe, being bilingual, being autonomous, which means making, you know, having Quebec deciding for themselves, but being, like, international and, you know, having good relationship with the other province is very important. So it's quite surprising to see that people are still fearful about separation at this point.
In your opinion, it's not really going to happen, any sort of separation?
Oh, no. Before separation, from my eyes, from, let's say, the young generation eyes, if one day Quebec gets separated, it's going to be because it's becoming a strong province who can take care of himself, who have good policy, and economically can be strong. Right now, we have huge scandal of corruption. We have huge scandal. The money has been wasted, and it's not strong enough. The installation and the structure is not strong enough to support a separation. So, you know, it's not going to be right now because Parti Québécois is, first of all, minority there. So it's a minority party. So if they want to make a decision, the opposition can just say no. We go back in elections, so it's not going to happen now, that's for sure. If somebody bring a new vision, a future vision for a long-term vision, well, now we can maybe talk about it, but that's not going to be with this party right now, with this election, that's for sure.
So the reason why Parti Québécois was elected was not because of their separatist ideology, but rather because of the domestic factors going on in Quebec at the moment.
Exactly. I don't think Parti Québécois always has carry the separatist idea. It's in their program. It always will and always been. It's like, you know, an ideology that they carry with them. But it's not because they got elected this time and it's minority that it's going to happen. I believe this time why they got elected is because the population was so fed up and so tired and exhausted of this prime minister that we had, Jean Charest from the Liberal Party, and people were like, no, that must change. Like, we cannot have this man. We don't trust him anymore due to his previous decision. But no, I don't think it's the separation movement who have made people vote for the Parti Québécois personally. I think it's really because this prime minister, this woman, Pauline Marois, has really shown that she can listen, be close to the population, and be a strong... Well, she's a super strong politician. She's been there for 30 years.
Mimi Labelle-Bernier speaking with The Wire's Matteo Gagliardi.